Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
We've talked recently about a lot of the different angles with respect to tolls. I did a video a while back about how I went to New York State, and on the way there and on the way back, I went over a bridge that apparently had a toll attached to it. There was no toll booth or anything like that. They just took a photograph of my license plate and mailed me a bill, which I then paid. And I was always curious about the cost of that whole process of them photographing my plate, mailing me a bill, and then me mailing them back, you know, whatever it was. And it wasn't much money. But I know that there's a lot of different ways this can happen. We also had the story about the police officer, I believe in Colorado, who took a license plate out of the evidence room and put it on his personal vehicle and then ran it through a whole bunch of these toll things as well, racking up tolls for somebody else who had owned the plate before it was stolen and then misappropriated by the police officer. And so there's different mechanisms by which these tolls are done. And I've always been curious about this. And I'm also not a big fan of tolls. The only toll we have in Michigan for the most part is the Mackinac Bridge. It's a bridge that connects the lower peninsula to the upper peninsula. To cross it in a vehicle like a car costs $4. Now you might say, Steve, $4. It's a beautiful bridge. Don't you think $4 is worth the price of admission? And you know something? The problem with it is that on holidays, the traffic backs up for miles in every direction for people to stop and pay their $4. And there must be a better way. But the other question is it really efficient in terms of money? So Pennsylvania has the big case that we're going to talk about right now. And I'm fascinated by this. RoadandTrack.com, which is a wonderful organization. RoadandTrack.com ran the story by Brian Silvestro. And the headline is what will catch your attention. Pennsylvania turnpike drivers have racked up over $100 million in unpaid tolls. $100 million. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're saying, Steve, if they could collect that money, that's a big chunk of change for the state to put in its coffers to pay for things like roads, right? If they can collect that money. The biggest reason why a turnpike is missing out on tolls is people just don't pay them, Brian says. It's about $104 million in tolls, to be exact, generated from the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and that's what went collected in one year in 2020. So in the year of COVID, $104 million in tolls generated by the Pennsylvania Turnpike uncollected, according to a report from the Associated Press. An internal report filed in July, obtained by the AP, revealed that 11 million out of the 170 million turnpike rides went unpaid last year at 6.5%. 6.5% of the people driving on the turnpike didn't pay their tolls for whatever reason. Now, the biggest reason is people just don't pay them. Just don't pay them. Pennsylvania Turnpike switched to a purely automated toll collection system last year, driven by the COVID-19 pandemic. Out of those 170 million rides, about 145 million were paid by motorists using the electronic EasyPass system. And I know that several states use such a thing. In fact, you can even get a thing called a Mac Pass for the Mackinac Bridge in Michigan. And you pay some money and you get a little transponder and you stick it on your windshield. And as you approach the Mac Pass lane, you pull in, it detects that you've got one. It reads how much money you've got. It deducts the $4 and then it puts a thing on the screen there to indicate to you what you've got left on your transponder. I know in other states, you simply get a transponder. You can get one at Publix in Florida, for instance, stick it on your windshield, and you put money on it through the internet, and then every time you pass through something that reads that, it takes money off. And from time to time, you should go and check your balance, make sure that you still have money in your account. I believe some states have you link it to a bank account so that if you run low on money, it can automatically replenish itself. But the Pennsylvania Turnpike did switch to the automated toll collection system last year. And again, most of the ones that were paid by the electronic EasyPass system. The other 7%, roughly, are billed via toll by plate, which has cameras photographing your license plates and then mailing you a bill through the mail. Now, of course, when you introduce the U.S. mail into the chain here, that causes other problems. And I've never blamed the USPS for this, but their service did go to heck in a handbasket last year, and I had stuff mailed to me that just never arrived. And to test it, I mailed myself stuff that never arrived. So I know for a fact that there's first-class mail addressed to me where I am both the addressee and the return address with proper postage on it that just is, it's out there somewhere. But I suspect that 11 million bills sent by the Turnpike, many of them were received, many of them. At 6.7 million rides, of course, the biggest hit for collections comes from motorists who are billed but simply do not pay. The uncollected fees are written off by the Turnpike after 3 years. The state set up a system in 2017 that suspends registrations for 6 or more unpaid toll violations, but has yet to implement a system to similarly penalize drivers from out of state. According to the AP, Pennsylvania is working on agreements with Delaware and New York to install such a penalty system. So it looks like if you have 5 or fewer toll violations, you can probably get away without paying them. I don't recommend that. I'm simply pointing that out because they said that in the article here. And likewise, if you are from out of state, it looks like it's unclear what will happen to you, if anything. Now, it looks like they might try to work something out in Delaware and New York. And now I'm starting to wonder if I should have paid that bill to New York for crossing that bridge. Of course I'm going to pay it. I abide by all laws, no matter how silly. Other reasons for the Turnpike missing out on toll payments. A total of 1.8 million rides went unpaid because license plates could not be identified in the photographs. Roughly 41% of those failures were blamed on obstructions on the plate, such as bike racks or trailers. Just 1.1% of obstructed plates were blamed on motorists intentionally blocking their plates. Another 1.5 million tolls went uncollected because motor vehicle agencies failed to provide addresses for vehicle owners. So the Turnpike people said, we've got a plate here, we need the information. And somebody said, nah, can't have it. In just over a million instances, bills sent out via the toll-by-plate system went undeliverable, presumably because addresses were wrong in the system or outdated and people had moved and not given forwarding addresses and so on. So it's possible if you're in Pennsylvania, you use the Turnpike, you haven't got bills and you think you should have, there's a good chance that you're in the system right now as being a scofflaw, but the notices were sent to the wrong place if you've moved recently. So that's something to be worried about. Now, of course, the idea that a bike rack might obscure your license plate is an interesting one. I know that in Michigan, police used to pull people over with bike racks on their cars, the type that hung off of, like, say, a bumper hitch. And they would ticket you saying that, you know, your bike and rack are blocking your license plate. And a group of bicyclists went to Lansing, figuratively speaking, and complained and said, you're going after a group here that's actually, we're bicyclists, we're good people. And they actually got the law, I believe, modified to say that that right there is not an obstruction of the license plate, which is ironic because I believe, according to physics, it is. But apparently they were saying, you know, most of the time when you've got a receiver and a bike rack and bikes swinging around on it, you can probably see the plate somehow if you were to get up next to it and look, if you had to, right? Problem, of course, is when you go through a toll by photo thing, and it photographs from up here, from far away, with a high-resolution camera of some sort, it still has problems because it doesn't have the opportunity to drive alongside you and try to get a better angle on that license plate. But the mere fact that there are simply people who get these bills and just don't pay them is, well, you know what's going to happen. It's human nature, right? But the bigger problem is that when you add up all of the unpaid tolls, you wind up with over $100 million. $104 million in unpaid tolls on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. That's a lot of money. And you wonder if they can chase any of it down or some of it down or most of it down or not. Some of it obviously not because they got bad license plate photos. And that money's gone. That money's gone. So I'm not sure what the solution is here, but with that much money on the table, they should find something. They should find something. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're forced to go to something like where everyone's got to use the transponders and we're not going to do the photograph thing. Because, you know, if a small number got through, you'd go, okay, that's one thing. $104 million, though. That's a lot of money. And when the politicians realize that they're leaving that on the table, so to speak, I suspect that they're going to be trying to figure out ways to get that money back. So 1.8 million rides unpaid because the plates could not be identified, 41% by an obstructed plate, 1% intentionally blocked plates. And I remember the story out of Florida where some guy had rigged up a weird little device where a little curtain would go up and cover his plate and come back down again. And he's just blowing through every single one. And somebody finally saw him do that and got a picture of him. Yeah. All parties come to an end, apparently. So that's the story from roadandtrack.com. Great people. Pennsylvania Turnpike drivers have racked up over $100 million in unpaid tolls. Brian Silvestro wrote it. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Everything flows and nothing abides.